I rewrote Freebird.
Really? Because people request that all the time because it's hilarious when people yell out Freebird. That's like a funny thing to do.
One called Freebird, and it's all about how the bird got out of the cage, Freebird.
So you can play it when they yell it out.
But then they get mad at me because that's not Freebird. You can't write Freebird. Mine's on iTunes, too.
Yeah, right.
One of the arguments I've been having lately is people will come by and they'll name someone that's semi-famous.
Okay.
And I'll say, but I have more songs than them on iTunes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then they'll freak them out because they didn't expect me to have any songs on iTunes.
How many songs have you written in your career, do you think? If you had to take a guess, I bet you don't know.
I think I'm close to 1,000, but I'm not sure.
Wow. And how many of those have you are on iTunes?
I think close to 1,000.
No kidding.
I might have more than 1,000.
Wow.
I have about 20 or 25 CDs on iTunes, but I have 35 CDs altogether.
Man, oh man.
But some of that is a repeat, because I have two best ofs. Mm-hmm. And those are repeats, and some of the live CDs are repeat as well.
Okay, yeah. Well, that makes sense. That's fair enough.
We should do another song now.
Yeah, absolutely. I see you looking at your set list there.
Do you want to pick one out?
I would love to.
Should we do one where you play rhythm with me?
Yeah, I would like that. I also want to mention, before we do this, because you were talking about writing songs, our Paul and I were talking before the show that we could do a little thing where we can throw out some words and he's going to write a song for us on the spot.
Ooh.
With three separate unconnected words. So I'd like to get either three callers at 265-9786. That's 265-9786. Just call up and give us one random word for Art Paul. We need three of those. Or go on our Facebook page, too. Facebook.com/AskJammery.
Mm-hmm.
Or email me, Pete@FundamentalPete.com. We need three words for Art Paul to write a brand new song for us here on the air.
Also, you said something about maybe doing off the computer.
A little beat going for you?
Yeah.
That would be cool.
We should do that, too, because I have this new hip-hop song called Hip Hop Tip Top Flip Flop. But I'm just going to call it hip-hop.
Okay.
Well, did you want the rhythm instruments?
Let's do that in the second hour. Yeah, I'll start with some rhythm here now.
Do you want one too?
Oh, no, I'm good. So you've given me
I've got my instruments over here.
Well, you can change. I got another one too. The other guy doesn't want to do one.
This is I forget what these are called. A Tam O'Shantern? Is that right? They were in Karate Kid 2.
Oh, really?
If anybody's seen Karate Kid 2, yeah.
I wasn't paying attention to that part of that. I remember Karate Kid 2.
Yeah.
I was more caught up at that, the woman looked really pretty, and I wanted to be the Karate Kid 2 so I could make love to her.
To a Peter Cetera song.
For some reason, I kept thinking, I'm glad he doesn't look like me because she probably wouldn't want to make love to a big fat guy that can't really karate. And
Art Paul, this was in the 80s. I think you bear a little bit of a resemblance to Ralph Macchio, actually, and probably even more so in the 80s you did.
Because he's filled up and he eats a lot of food now?
No, I don't know. No, I'm saying 1980s Art Paul.
Yeah, but where is he now?
Macchio? I don't know.
Where is Macchio? If you're Macchio and you're in Madison, call up. Yeah. We want to talk to you live.
265-9786. Maybe that'll be, if we don't get any words on that, maybe Ralph Macchio will be that can be a song.
We should topic. We should work on this this really cool song. It's called Sprinkles on Your Donut.
Okay.
And this is a solution I have. The world has all these problems.
Yeah.
I've come up with a solution. Sprinkles.
Oh, okay, great. And I'll give you a little rhythm here on this. Yes?
Yeah, you're getting clever here.
Yeah. We're doing a little mic adjustment here. Yeah, these Tam O'Shanterns, this was the big thing at the very end, at the exciting ending part. Everybody in the crowd was doing this to help Danielson.
Yeah, I guess they were. I now kind of remember.
Come back, yeah? All right. Well, let's do some sprinkles.
sprinkles on my donut. You know, I want to, before I sing this, I want to just say my kid Simon inspired the song because he loves sprinkles.
Oh, beautiful.
Should we do the phone?
Yeah, let's get this phone call right away while we're in between songs. Hello, caller. Are you with us?
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I'm listening to it. I listen to him on State Street a lot.
Nice.
I'm an avid sailor. See if you can do something with sailing.
Sailing. Fantastic.
Okay, we'll use that as one of the three words later.
Yeah, okay. We'll put that in. Thanks for the call, my friend.
Okay, so
all right.
We're going to go to song...